Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
G'day, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host, John Crockett, and we are talking all things round one, streamers and matchups.
I'm really hopeful that this is being
And to
recorded.
Help us do that, fresh off our home league draft Bonus is content. Stevie Fizz. Yeah. How you doing, mate?
Nice. Yeah, doing good. Doing better than about the halfway point of the draft where I was just vomiting. Might have gone a bit hard, a bit quick.
Not I think the message was what? Half a bottle of rye whiskey and a cigar before the 10th round, was it?
Before the 6th round.
There we go. So how do you think your draft went? I know you were dialing in from the Western Victoria, and it was tough at times, missing quite a few significant picks.
It was really tough. The Rosie one sticks in my craw, though, because someone yelled out Connor Rosie, and I said, was that Rosie? And I heard yes. And my picks were a couple away, and I was going to choose him, so I went, oh, well, fair enough. And then he went, like, 10 picks after mine. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of trash talk happening. And
It was hard. It was really hard. It was the hardest draft I've ever been in. Like, I just had no idea where I was. I couldn't really... So it was hard to plan. I really just had to trust my tears. I felt like I drafted okay. Riley O'Brien in the 4th round, everyone will go, oh, it's amazing value. And I felt like I had to pick him there, but it really... Fuck, I hate picking a rocket. It's like, goddamn. Like,
it was actually funny because you mentioned that, like, because I was coming on that way back in that 4th round, I was actually looking at him there because I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't want any other ruckman, and ended up picking Witts in round 10, which I thought I missed out on a decent M5 there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was pretty happy. I was happy with my team.
I successfully navigated all injuries.
I got a lot of the injuries. Lot of them.
It's one thing I'm doing in drafts this year. Like, I just don't want the injured guys because I just feel shorter rotations. These guys, the match time's bumping up. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be something to monitor.
Mm. Yeah, it should be interesting. Yeah, it will be interesting. Normally, I'm the one to play it safe in our drafts and do that vanilla, don't pick injured guys, but completely flipped it this year.
But where did you get Whitfield? Was that...
Third round, pick 24, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was pretty happy
with
that.
It would have been later than that. It would have been 28.
28, sorry, yeah. Whatever it was, yeah. And the man all the way from Brisbane, Queensland, Cam McLaughlin. How you doing?
Jeez, it was enthralling listening to your guys' draft just now.
Well, that's what the whole show is. We're fooling the listeners. We're just talking about our home draft.
I remember, like, 2 years ago, Steve would have been like, I fucking hate when people talk about their home league. You think people want to hear that shit?
They don't. We get a lot of questions about it, but, fuck them. It's a self-indulgent pod today. Very self-indulgent.
You know, and we had more data about it because we actually drafted after the JLT community series. Unlike you, Cam, who drafted before. Look,
drafting mid-JLT series, I've already got 3 injuries. It's like my forward line is pure speculative at this point. I love it. It's plenty fucking sexy.
Plenty on the waiver wire. Plenty.
There's not.
No?
No, it's deep in my league. There's nothing there.
Oh, nice. Hopefully you can get maybe a Lockie O'Brien. Is he a forward this year?
The hell is a Lockie O'Brien?
Exactly. That's how bad it is. That's how bad the forwards are this year. You're looking at Lockie O'Brien.
I did leave with Will Brody, though, listeners. Did leave with Will Brody. So, everyone will be glad to know that.
You got him, like, the second last round. That was...
Will Brody stonks on the way up.
Damn straight. All right. Let's get into the round one streams and matchups. Kicking off Tigers and the Blues. Is there anyone you're looking at playing... round one from either Tigers or Blues or anything we've noticed pattern-wise throughout the years?
Throughout the years.
I think defenders have traditionally been not bad against the Tigers because they just play that slam-it-forward style. So in the event that they can't trap it in the forward line, defenders have been pretty good running it out. That being said, most of the Blues defenders are they're rostered. I mean, maybe Wietering in an AFL fantasy league, but I'm not sure I want that life.
The other one would be Oscar Mack, if he actually gets a game. There's probably no way he's on a list. And they've tried him just about all over the ground. He played a bit in the ruck, he played a bit forward, he played a bit in defense, just to sort of test him out. Might be worth a specky stream, but yeah, otherwise, Saad's on a list, SPS will be on a list.
Is he though? Who? SPS. I think he'd be available. If you're playing in a shallower, say a 10 team league, I reckon he could be there.
He might be.
Look, he might be there. Yeah.
He didn't get drafted in a Supercoach league.
No, he didn't. But like I said, and that's what I brought up. Like, he could be there, and he'd be a good specky pick for sure.
Who do you stream from? What do you guys make of Shai Bolton?
Small sample size,
but I mean, you know, you've probably drafted. Where did he go in your guys' league? Pretty early?
Middle-ish. I think maybe middle-ish. I'd say between 8 and 12, rounds 8 and 12.
Yeah, our draft went pretty mid-heavy, as usual. Jono, like how many defenders were sitting there? Like,
except for the fourth round where we had 7 defenders go in a row in a 10-team.
Yeah, but that was like most of the top tier. And then it was like guys were just sitting there forever.
That's true. Like, yeah, you could have got defenders whenever the hell you wanted. In their home league.
I got McGovern, round 17 or something?
Yeah, it was crazy. Even Lukosius, who's going to be solid, I've gotten round 15 or something.
Yeah, I think those D15s through D25s really just... You could get them in round 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're all the same, right? Not going to make a difference.
No.
Who do you reckon from Richmond in that game could go pretty well, because I actually kind of think Jack Riewoldt might be a pretty good stream. He did pretty well in the Amy series, you know, game style, high scoring forwards.
But do Richmond play that fast game style? They're more of a...
Of course they do. They exclusively play the fast game style.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. If I was going to stream someone, it'd be like a Castagna or a... I still think Josh Caddy could be good on a wing.
It was interesting placement for him, hey?
Well, he played there a fair bit last year. So, I'd, you know, if I was screaming out for a mid, he might be a guy who's probably on a lot of waiver wires.
Maybe a Shane Edwards if he's floating around, maybe. Yeah.
It's pretty unattractive, isn't it?
It is. What about your thoughts on Jack Graham, though?
It's pretty unattractive, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Koch is old. His hair's good. We know he's got the Just for Men down through there.
It is. I need him to hook me up with some of those stonks, those hair stonks. <'Cause>
I think you might need to talk to Wardy for the whole situation.
Yeah,
that would be the go. And then you talk to Koch about the hair stonks. All right, let's move on to the Dogs and Pies, and we have been saying it for years. It is defender season. Hayden Crowes is gone with the shoulder injury, so that brings Jason Johannesson into play. Even Taylor Jarre, if he gets a game. Bloke just knocked down a 90 average and undrafted.
Has the DF flexibility too.
Certainly does. So they're probably two guys I'd be looking at straight off the bat. If you're looking to stream anyone against Collingwood, who would you look to maybe pick up from Collingwood and play against the Doggies?
Chris Mayne.
It's an interesting pick.
I still think he's...
Main goat.
Hey?
Main goat. I love the main goat.
Yeah, I actually think he could be a really relevant player. He plays on the wing. We know when they play that chipmark game style, he could pump out some big scores. I remember he had like a 120 against Richmond or something like that. I think he's really... and no one really likes Chris Mayne. He's got the defender status in Ultimate Footy as well.
Oh, does he?
So he's a... he's probably a guy for me. I'm really keen to see this match. I think it'll be fast, and I'd expect Bulldogs to put Collingwood to the sword. Adam Treloar, revenge game.
The revenge game. So good. If he plays, you know, Bevo can just shit on everyone and just go, nah, you're not playing.
He'll line up. For sure he lines up. There's probably two speckies in here that I think are worth calling out. First one, Bailey Dale's been around for a couple of years. Kind of looked okay on the wing in the Amy series and, you know, can probably benefit from the type of gameplay that we're going to see. And then the other one would be someone who was kind of in the wilderness last 2 years, but considering how shit forwards are this year. Josh Thomas. I think he's going to be in the firsts most of the year. Tackling small forward, links up high half forward, could be pretty relevant. You know, get you your 70 average, but man, it's pretty useless otherwise. Like, there's not much there.
Is there any love for Will Hoskin-Elliott?
Nah.
Nah.
If they're going to be running guys like Elliott and Degoe through the midfield, he has to stay home, doesn't he?
You would think so. You would think so.
I don't even understand how he's still in the team, if I'm frank. He's not that good, right?
He's solid for, I don't know, there was like a stat, he's solid for one or two goals a game, every game.
He needs to be in a good team. Yeah. I'm not sure Collingwood, I mean, Collingwood fans will say they're not a bad team, but, you know.
There's every chance
for
regression.
Probably more, they're probably closer to the middle of the pack than the top these days.
I think they're probably going to slide further than that.
Well, I was being kind.
Well, you're a Collingwood fan, I guess.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, sorry, Gold Coast Suns fan.
Lifelong.
Sorry.
Lifelong. Long. Says the Cats fan living in Brisbane.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, who would ever move anywhere?
No, you've been
that
there
sucks.
The whole time.
Not me. Not me. Because why would I want to go anywhere else?
Didn't know Cranbourne had a footy team, to be honest.
Imagine the Sun.
I'm Warren East.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. They'll probably get a team before Tasmania, to be fair.
More than likely. There is a pretty good sporting... We got Casey Fields. Casey Fields, home of Melbourne.
Have you been to watch a match at Casey Fields?
Many a time.
It's not great.
Oh, no, they've got the new grandstand in there.
It's like 2 degrees. It's the coldest place. I live in Portland, and it's colder than Portland.
It's good. It's like a wind tunnel. It's awesome.
It is.
Kick it from the square. It's going out of the ground.
Pretty much.
The most interesting thing is, will your car be there when you go back to it at the end of the day?
Well, if it's my car, hell yes, because I've just really just gone full do not steal this piece of shit car.
Yeah.
Just unwashed, filthy. It's almost done, threatened 50,000 kilometres, so it's dead. But, all right, Melbourne and Freo. Steve May, does he play? I know you've got the concussion protocol, but he should be right, shouldn't he?
I think they clear him on that day.
Oh, okay. But in case he doesn't, Jake Lever could be a handy replacement for Steve May there, for me.
I'm so high. Steve May went really late in my draft. He went late in another draft that I've done. He went late in a keeper league draft as well, because he's so old, obviously. But, like, he's pretty good value. Like, he's taking those kickouts and he's getting those intercept marks. If he gets up for round one, you can lock him in for an 80.
I think he's pretty solid. He's solid in Supercoach. Gets a contested.
Even contested in AFL most. Fantasy, dude. Like,
he's had a pretty good average. Yeah, but you know, I think like the last 10 rounds last year for Supercoach, he was averaging over 100. Steve May.
Wow.
Yeah, averaging over 100.
Kick-ins and the contested stuff's really good for Steve Mace.
I actually think Melbourne's going to be crushed in this game.
I think Jaden Hunt's massive value. He's only in 16% of teams.
He was useless in their pracky.
Practice match form. Like, the legends don't have to. Like, did you see Tom Hickey? Didn't even bother. The legends don't worry about it. I'd be worried about someone like Jack Martin, but Tom Hickey, you know, these guys are all good.
Yeah, Jaden Hunt, woofed.
You got James Ash and Blake Akers. James Ash actually looked pretty solid.
He played well in last year.
I don't think he went drafting the league, so you'd be sitting on a lot of waiver wires, I reckon. And
yeah.
I reckon Melbourne give up midfield points this year.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
So question marks on Sarong, Chera, and whatnot coming back from their little niggles, and they get it to the outside. I'm talking more getting to the outside, and they could be options. Could be options.
You know, Akers was so funny, right? So I was watching the Amy series, and he like gets the I drafted Akers like late. He's like my M7 or something like that, right? And I'm like, okay, let's see what you can do. Hopefully you can replicate that form from last year. He gets the ball on the wing, kicks it out in the full, and I'm like, okay, good start, good start. And then he gets the ball on the wing the very next play and kicks it out in the full. I'm like, fuck, no.
That was 2016. Even... That would get you a Norm Smith medal.
Man, yeah.
Matty Tabs could be an option too. I mean, especially if this Steve May is out. They don't have that super tall
92% drafted, Jono.
Tabs?
Yep.
Wow.
You ain't streaming Tabs.
Our boy's getting his stonks are rising, finally. It's key forward year, guys. I'm calling it early. Key forward year.
His average was good last year. He takes a shit ton of marks.
He was top five contested marks for the comp. He was close up there for the Coleman as well last year as well. So, yeah, good pick.
I'm really interested in this game because I think we're going to see if Sean Darcy gets up, I think we're going to see a real heavy split from Darcy and Meek, and it's not going to be pretty for either player because they got no tools. They've got no tools.
Yeah.
So if you think Melbourne are going to get waxed, does the Tuck get a run?
He's injured.
Is he?
He's injured.
Got injured on the weekend.
Hand bone's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So that's why.
I think it's just a nick, but probably a couple of weeks. I'm really interested in one thing and one thing only about this match, and it is the inferior Cox. We got big Cox, obviously. Long-time listener of the pod, the superior Cox. But Brennan Cox was everywhere. He actually went intercepting like crazy on during the Amy series. And I know Luke Ryan's still going to come back and all that sort of stuff, but I don't know, man. Like, we could see, especially in your Supercoach formats, he looks pretty good.
Even last year when Ryan was playing, Coxie was doing some good stuff. Doing some really good stuff.
I thought he was injured. Wasn't he injured the whole year?
No, he played a few games and popped out like 3 tons in a row in Supercoach.
Bang. Yeah, like very good. Did he get drafted in your guys' league?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Worth a stream, for sure.
Who we got next? We got the Crows and the Cats. I'd just say go all things Cats forwards, wouldn't we?
All things Cats. Anything. Any Cat.
All things Cats.
Any Cat. I might stream my home Cat.
Old Zelda's going to snag 4 for the Cat.
I'll convert her into a non-fungible token and get her into the system and then sell her later on Top Shot for a profit.
Top Cats.
Yeah. Well, Crypto Kitties.
It actually
crypto
sounds...
Crypto Kitties.
Is that a thing?
That's like... Yeah, that was before Top Shot by the same people.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Any specific Cats? For me, like Tom Atkins, I think is worth a shout. If he actually lands that halfback role, he kept... I think they were trialing him, but he
Rohan?
Kept...
That's Rohan. Mm-hmm. Absolutely Rohan.
The Riders of Rohan?
Yes. The red-headed... cheating dude from Geelong.
He is shit, and he's never going to score well. I think it's a terrible... No.
They will destroy Adelaide. Where is it? It's in Adelaide. But they'll still destroy. He'll kick 4 goals. Like, if Cameron and Hawkins bring that ball to ground, he's going to be eating everything up that comes to ground.
I just think it'd be amazing to beat your opponent with Gary Rowan.
Oofed.
If that happened, you just pack up and you're done for the year, aren't you?
You have to be.
Round one, that is.
It would be even better in the grand final. Premiership player, Gary Rohan.
Oh! You know who'd be a good stream is Josh Jenkins' revenge match. Because...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Split ruck time.
Split ruck time. And they're not going to... Yeah. Like, seriously, if Reece Stanley goes down, Geelong are fucked in the ruck. Like, fucked.
Yeah, so they'll just give it up, right?
Once they're up by a goal, it's just Reece Stanley, park it on the bench. Don't worry about it, man. We can throw Josh Jenkins to the wolves.
Excuse me, don't forget about...
I have. No.
Darcy Ford. No, it's definitely Josh Jenkins' season if that happens. And he looks good, man. Like, in the Amy series, he looked fantastic. Guys, I don't want to alarm you, but... Dossie and his home league drafts in 4 minutes. And for some... I'm undercover. I'm in the home league. I've got pick 13 in a 14-team league.
Supercoach or fantasy?
We don't support the Murdoch mafia. So So I've got Who do I take? We're going to do a live draft. I'm going to give you my picks.
Didn't you actually do a Supercoach podcast? Wasn't that you?
It was the inferior Cam McLaughlin. Never heard of him before. I'm going to throw out the picks, as in like when I have a pick, you guys can pick for me. I don't give a shit.
Pick third name.
Yep. Okay, let's keep going, I guess. So right. what's the Geelong thing? So, oh yeah. Geelong versus who? Adelaide. Who from Adelaide could you stream?
No one. As I said last week, there's five people in Adelaide you can draft, and that's it.
It's McPherson, yeah? McPherson's probably worth a stream. Ball's going to be going in there all day.
It's going in there, but it's going over his head through the big sticks and the little sticks.
Wow. It's kicking at 60 metres every goal.
If I had a prediction
good.
For this year, it's that teams are going to get fucking stomped on.
I love a good stomp.
Oh, I want it. I want the 200-point stomping. I'm sick of tight matches.
Still the best game I ever witnessed was, I think it was 2007, when Geelong absolutely destroyed Richmond. I think every single player in Geelong got a fantasy ton, and they won by 190 points or something ridiculous like that. And they also did it to Melbourne.
I remember the Melbourne one. You've got to get the mid-year coach sackings a thing again. I'm sick of these end-of-year reviews. I want the fucking heat, the cow shit dropped by a dump truck, Richmond style. I want mid-year sackings because it's a 200-point loss. The fire's in the belly.
We can get Kyle Reimers off the waiver wire, bags 9 goals. Fucking awesome.
That's what I want. I want these days.
And this is what this pod's about, trying to find that Kyle Reimers, is Gary Rohan. He's going to kick 9 goals against the Crows and just smash the shit
out. I'd say that was the proudest day this pod's ever had when we streamed Johnny Butch, because Source Merritt, anyone who played against Source Merritt was averaging a ton. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen, that Brisbane Lions.
Well, it's back-to-back weeks because it was Casbolt and Johnny Butch.
Unbelievable.
Glory days. Glory days. So good. And I think we'll see that again this year. The key forward is going to kick bags, I reckon.
Oh, God. I wish a team was so bad they had to just roll out the corpse of someone.
North Melbourne, what they're going to call Carey.
Isn't that GWS with Mumford last year?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Is he? Actually, he's on the list, right?
Yeah.
He won't get a game. He
won't get a game. He's on the list, yeah.
There's going to be a game, and it'll be like so they can assassinate someone. It's like, oh, shit, we're up against team with a great midfielder. Send in the mummy. He's just suspended straight up. But, man, he took Fife out.
Well, he can do what he did to Mitch Duncan a couple of years, just full-on WWE-style spearing through the gut and just flip. Now, Bryce Gibbs, I know he got retained on a list, but I thought that was for total player payments. I have yet to see him get cut. Is he actually going to play?
What?
No,
he's not just Bryce... for the things.
Because he's been named in all the fantasy games and that.
Yeah, I know.
He's named for the non. He's in there for the non-fungible tokens.
Right.
He's being paid in NFTs.
Right. So he's done.
He's cooked.
Okay.
Someone drafted him in our home league, and it was awesome.
Bold move.
Very bold. Very bold.
Says a lot about your league, Cam.
Here we go.
Oh, man. There's a... Yeah.
Bombers.
There's literally a guy that lives in a van. I'm pretty certain I've told you guys about him.
No.
And he's high as fuck every draft. Oh, and he just...
The dream.
Drives around in a van.
He's got those US weed stonks.
Yeah. He's...
Oh, man. Bombers and Hawthorn. I'm going 2 metre Peter.
I reckon it's a great pick.
Because Hawthorn's got fucking nothing.
Yeah.
They've got nothing. I suppose Parrish is... Parrish be high ownership?
He'd be drafted everywhere.
Yeah.
Parrish is drafted
Carol Hooker.
Everywhere.
It was like... I'm so glad I finally got a pick right. Parrish going well this year. It's taken 3 years. And I've got a pick right.
Well, they haven't played a game, so I'm not sure.
No. Early victory train. Oh.
Sling enough shit and some of it will stick eventually.
That's right.
Cale Hooker kicked 4 snags against Geelong a couple of weeks ago as well, playing Hawthorn. he got pushed forward. Will he play forward, or do you think he goes back to defence?
He'll stay forward.
Tall defenders have used to be not bad against Hawthorn. So, I mean, they're pretty bad kicking team, Hawthorn, these days.
And Devin Smith seemed all right as well. As a mid only, got a nice role. Like, won't average high, but if he had a DPP, would have been picked up. Get you something in the 80s, mid 80s, I'd say. Yeah. Mid to high 80s.
Yeah. If Nick Hind comes up, I'd definitely play Nick Hind.
Nick Hind is playing.
Wait, 65% ownership. His shoulder is good. That's pretty.
I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, that's a good. He's still available.
Which is crazy to me. Like, he looked awesome in the three quarters that he played.
Yeah, he did. He looked great. So I'd be living the Hind life.
Yeah. And guys, there's one player that I'm very excited to stream in this game. Cenk Uygur. I think he's going to be amazing for this game only.
Okay.
Yeah, Cenk Uygur.
Is he eligible for the Rising Star?
He's not eligible for the Rising Star, John. But they were versing a shadow of Tasmania's team, North Melbourne, but he was intercepting everything that came their way. He played the Will Day role. Will Day played the, you know, in the VFL role.
Scrim Diddley Imshaw didn't play that week, and he looks set to
return.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Not that that'll keep him out of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's one to watch.
He looked good. Played good.
Could be
great
one of those
name.
Second,
great name.
First or second Cenk week
GF.
CJ. See, all the commentators say GF because they're uneducated and can't pronounce his name. Come on, BT. I want proper Cenk name calling this year.
Would you drink Chang Lagers whilst you are streamed Cenk Uygur?
As a sign of respect, I would.
Yeah.
Not the best beer. I'm more of a singer.
Doesn't matter. Cenk Uygur's not the best defender.
It's on the Changs.
Yeah.
Changs aren't bad. Changs are fine.
Singer.
Fuck you and your
tiger.
Pineapple toasted testicle lager.
Shit.
IPA,
and you know what, pineapple?
Nipa.
It's a hazy pale ale. No Nipas.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a hazy pale ale. It's not a Nipa. What are you talking about?
That's not an IPA. God, Steve, please. Brisbane and Sydney, any interest? No. Joe Danaher. Joe Danaher, if he didn't get drafted.
I'm keen to see what happens with the Rainer fallout. Like, yeah, I know it seems like it's almost obvious that Zach Bailey will get more time in there, but, you know, is it that Zorko becomes, you know, really, really good this year as a result, or do they play?
When is Zorko bad?
You know, look, it's not that he's going to be bad, but they were pretty. You know, there were predictions that he was going to play more forward, so he'd take a dip.
He still scores when he plays forward. He's such a fucking brilliant player.
Yeah, he's very good. He is very good.
Who else we got?
But I'm still keen. I'm keen to see that fallout. And, yeah, keen to see people like McLuggage get, you know, actually good time on ground and all that sort of stuff and see how that shakes out. Who are they playing? Brisbane who?
Sydney.
Sydney. Oofed.
It's going to be... That could be a massacre as well. Like,
Sydney, you got, they'll lock it down.
You got, like, Tommy McCartan, Dane Rampey as the key defenders. Possibly no Jake Lloyd. Will Jake Lloyd be right for round one?
Do you reckon we'll just get the Flood back?
You won't be able to. You won't be able to. Because of all the new rules, there's those other rules. People are going to be in zones or some bullshit.
No, it's like the starting square, but, like, they can just walk back.
Yeah, I don't think they will because it's all about guarding space and all that sort of bullshit. So if you hold one back, you get that quick exit. You're just going to be kicked, goal scored on the turnover.
Yeah, but you play for the boundary. Like,
I think that stand rule sort of stops it too.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it always takes what 3-4 weeks before a trend. Sort of set, they find
they
something
work
before
out how
it settles
to stop
down.
It, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be, put it this way, listeners, bet overs for the first couple of weeks, and then it's unders. That's how it normally works.
I'm really excited about, like, who? John Noble? John Noble? Who? Yeah. David Noble? Who's John the coach Noble. Of the Ruse?
David, because his which son plays David. For Collingwood.
Yeah. So, hey, like, I don't know what planning they've been doing in the off season for these new rules, but Hawthorn caught them off guard by putting a fucking person next to the man on the mark so that it cut off the space.
What? I thought it was a 5 meter exclusion zone.
Yeah, they put him on the 5 meter. So on the 5 meter, they just put someone on the angle, and it's like, well, but yeah, of course, fine. Like, well, sure. And they're like, totally caught us off guard. Can't believe that happened. Destroyed us. Destroyed
also,
us in attack.
Also, they basically had every single person lining the corridor to stop that 45 meter kick inside the corridor. Because that's where a lot of teams want to attack, is that 45 kick directly into the corridor, keep running. But everyone was just defending that. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
I'm keen, just on Sydney, keen for James Rowbottom Stonks to keep rising. I think he's going to be really good. And he'll probably get DPP if he keeps floating forward as well.
Fair enough. Port Adelaide and North Melbourne. Just Port Adelaide. Just anyone Port Adelaide. They're going to just smash them.
Stream Koshy.
Koshy will ton up. So I'd name him captain. Put him as captain.
I certainly put a C next to Koshy. Might not be for captain.
There is a T there as well, I believe.
There's
a T, yeah. Is it CU in the NT? Isn't that the slogan?
Yeah, that is the slogan. Yeah.
Well, that's what we say to Stato, to be honest. Carl Amon, Jono, your yes, boy.
My boy.
I just want to hear about how it must feel to have such a long con play out so well for you.
It is amazing because I drafted him. And I'm going to wait for that ton, flip that sucker.
I don't think it's going to get the value you think it's going to get.
Steak knives. He's part of the steak knives.
Who else are you trading, though?
Oh, GP Tom Lynch.
So he's going to run rampant against Geelong, is he?
He will run, that's for sure.
Well, will he? Where is he?
Yeah, where is he?
He's fine. Everyone's going, oh, he's not best 22, but who has
No, he'll be fine. He'll be fine, but I don't think he'll score well in that match.
Probably not, but I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
But The one to look out for, especially with Connor Rosie and who else went down?
William
Drew.
William Drew.
Willem.
Yeah, Willem.
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe?
Good actor.
Man, can we talk about Spider-Man 2 for a second?
That was...
Wait, was he in that one?
No.
He was in number one.
No, he died in the first one.
Yeah, because Doc Ock's in the second one, who is Alfred Molina. Which is... And the superior villain.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great performance.
The superior Malfino.
Well, he might be coming back in the MCU, Steve, with the multiverse.
Did you ever get a chance to watch a movie called, I think it's called Coffee and Cigarettes? It's just a whole bunch of short movies.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? And he's in that with Steve Coogan, that scene. Yeah. Fuck, that's great. It's
very good.
It's fucking great.
Coffee and Cigarettes. Just jot that down. But yes, Will I Am
I can Drew. Literally see you when you jotted down shit, Jono. You're a fucking liar.
Fraud. You are Joel Selwood.
Mentally jotted it down. I will delete that jotted note after the rum I will have tonight.
I don't know. Like, Port Adelaide for me. Like, Will and Drew, worth a stream. I reckon...
Even as a stash in your keeper league this year. Because
I can't see anyone else in that team that isn't drafted, to be honest. So, even Georgiadis, maybe. But he's still pretty good value, considering...
Will he play round one?
Should be pretty close.
Should be him or the Marshall, yeah? They can't play them both.
Marshall.
Marshall. I don't think Marshall will play.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, fair enough. GWS and St Kilda. All the woof. It's going to be the best ruck battle of the season, I reckon. Jobber versus jobber.
I'm still interested in playing small forwards against GWS.
So who are we looking at? Sinclair, oh, fuck. Loney.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. I reckon you got some options.
Oh, man, I've missed my first couple of picks.
Auto draft. Luke Dunstan.
Oh, no. I forgot the draft started. It's 1 minute picks. So I've ended up with Lockie Hunter and Matt Crouch, which,
that's fine.
You know,
that's,
could be worse, fine. I guess. Yeah. I should probably... Whitfield is still on the board, and I... But I think it's Chang Kuth time. it's too early, too early.
Yeah, oh, my fourth God. Round.
Okay, I should probably keep this window open. Okay. What are we talking about? St. Kilda.
Small forwards, St. Kilda.
I mean, if you think about GWS, they've lost so much. The guys they've got back there just look like total dog shit.
And I would not be touching their forwards.
GWS?
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's a worry.
I reckon the points in this game is all going to come from the midfield because you've got two basically rookie ruckmen, and you're just going to have, I suppose St. Kilda like to play fast footy, but it could just be a contested clusterfuck of just rolling mauls. You're not going to have that dominant ruckman to get the clear tap. Because I haven't seen any of these guys perform.
I just don't think GWS are going to be able to move the ball particularly well.
Yeah, fair assessment. Fair assessment.
So,
why? Just because they're so young down back?
Well, who's going to move the ball from defence to the forward line? Like, there's no... They've lost...
Perryman?
Williams. They've lost Shaw. There's no Whitfield.
Connor Idun.
It's not... I'm trying to help the listeners. Dog. I don't think there's anyone who can play. That's what I mean. I think the St Kilda small forwards are a good bet because they should be able to lock it in there a fair bit. Like the talls, like Sam Taylor's. I like Sam Taylor. So I think their talls are okay. So they'll be able to bring the ball to ground, get some tackles up for those, for the Jacks and all that down there and Dan Butler and all that. I'm okay with St Kilda small forwards.
And Brad Hill, if you didn't grab him, get Brad Hill.
He's drafted. He's drafted everywhere.
And the last game, we got the Eagles versus the Suns.
JJK is so unowned in every league. My God.
Fucking oath.
My God.
Fucking oath. Yeah.
16% on ultimate.
Wow. Normally he's that F5 flyer, but now he's just stream he's just option. Trash. I know we haven't seen him the preseason. Probably even Liam Ryan is a little option. He was pretty handy.
He's
got to
be owned, surely.
Ooh, maybe.
He's definitely owned in
Supercoach. He'd be mostly owned, I think.
Definitely owned in Supercoach.
Even in AFL Fantasy, he's
85%.
Surprising. Okay. Thought he would have been a little bit lower, but yeah. Darling's own.
Mark
Ella
Robinson
might be floating
had him
around.
The 11th, number 11 in his top 50 players, I think.
Was he sober or drunk when he did that?
You know what's weird? Like, and this is one of my big bugbears, is everyone just fucking puts it on Robbo for being drunk, but then they'll tweet out a photo of themselves like knee deep in piss. And it's like so hypocritical. Like, really, come on. Come on.
I think it's just the way he speaks. Like, you watch 360 in that, it sounds like he's gone through half a bottle of Jack. I think it's just
I'd suggest it's a lifetime of alcohol abuse has led to him speaking like that.
Yeah, whatever it is. But you know what I mean, Cam? Yeah. Like, you think about the Australian, you know, blokey society culture, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it's around piss. Like, I could go on Twitter and guarantee I'd find a bunch of AFL fantasy drafts that were happening this weekend where everyone was sloshed out of their goddamn brain. I was fucking having it mine. And, you know, we'll brag about that. But then the same people who would do that would hang shit on Robbo. And it's just...
I think the big difference is he's at work.
Well,
and he's doing, you know... Like, I'm not going to work and getting smashed unless it's like...
A party or something.
Christmas party.
I think it's just the way he's...
And
we've all just been blocked by Robbo, FYO, on Twitter.
Who the fuck is Robbo?
Because he blocks everyone. You mention his name, he just blocks you. So that is all the matchups for this week. A fair few questions come through on the Twitter sphere.
Is that really all the matchups?
That's 9 games, isn't it? Or did I miss one?
Holy moly.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Bring on round 1.
9. That's it. 9 games. Why are you drinking Captain Sensible?
The XPA.
Oh, it's XPA. Thank God for that. Questions on the Twitter sphere. Russ2468. Who was best on ground at the draft? Please say it was me who got drunk and wailed on somebody. Yes, I did get drunk, and I think probably Jamie is the one I wailed on the most because we just love to hang shit on Jamie. Sorry,
well,
Jamie.
The last person to join our league. It has to be him.
Yeah, last in, first to get wailed on. But he actually drafted a decent team this year. Decent team this year. Next question from Jared Hext. What's your take on time per pick and how to handle time running out? Hearing horror stories of people being allowed 3, 4, 5 minutes per pick despite the clock running out after 1 minute. Oh. Get a big fucking wooden spoon and smack them across the head.
I'm about 5 minute picks.
Why?
I fucking love it.
No, you don't need it though. You should have.
I hate it if people aren't there and there's auto drafters. A minute.
No.
If it's your 1 day a year, right? The longer the picks go, the longer the day goes. I genuinely don't care if someone's taking ages to do their research. Like, it's all part of the fun, and you're getting pissed anyway. Like, it's super. I'd prefer to extend it.
Like, I've had my pick and there's another 20 picks to come back, I'm lining up 2 or 3 potential picks that I might have in my head that I want to do. Not so when it gets to me, it's like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm already planning my next pick.
Yeah, of course. But, do you want to make it go in an hour or do you want to have a day of it?
No, but this is also happening in round 22, looking for that junk time shit. You're taking 5 minutes on that? Get fucked.
Yeah, I fucking love it. The long tail. Fuck off. Yeah, keep it going.
No, I reckon it's garbage.
But you see, that's when I'm drunk enough and I'll abuse the shit out of
it. No, and that's the thing. I think once you start taking so long, the back half gets real messy and it gets real abusive and it's not fun.
Maybe it's
for those
league.
Watching us, no, people
want
throw
quick.
Their sheets
I
in the
quick.
Air.
No, see, the draft day doesn't have to all be about the draft, right? It can be about catching up with your mates, having some beers, playing some games, blah, blah, blah.
FYI, sorry to interrupt. I'm about to pick. I need a forward because
no one gives a fuck about your team, Pim.
No, come on,
you're taking too long.
Oh fuck! Doss just took Rowan Marshall. I totally had planned to take Rowan Marshall at pick 41. Who should I get, man?
Who's available?
Who should I get? I need a forward. So forwards on the board. Taylor Duray. Just. Oh shit, it's my pick. Isaac Heaney, Walters, Chin Guard.
Heen Dog.
Surely the Chin Guard.
Heen Dog.
Who? DeGoey? Okay, I'll go DeGoey.
I can't believe Marshall went so early in our league, Jono.
Was it round three or two? Yeah, I could see it happening.
I couldn't. I
could see it happening. Hang on, there's some more questions to that. I'm not going to mention that.
Anyway, quick draft. I want people to take, you should have less than 30 seconds. No timer, but less than 30 seconds. You should know who you're going to pick. So when you actually are faced with a decision where you sort of tears even across all 4 lines or 3 lines, then you can go, okay, look, guys, I just need a minute here. And that's sort of, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jeremy Graham, hey boys, there's a lingering question in my league, the Wizard Home Loan Cup, and he wants our take on it. Cripps or Bont, discuss. Oof. I'd say Bont.
Bont, hard Bont.
I'd say Bont too.
Yeah. Cripps just...
I'm not a Cripps trooper.
I don't know.
In SC, I'd probably take Cripps, but I don't know. Not in AFL fans.
It was funny, I read something or heard something... that Cripps was trying to change his body shape last year and just failed miserably. And they reckon he's put on more weight this year. So I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do with Cripps.
That's what really scares me about Whitfield is, like, did you read the interview with him where he's, you know, oh, I'm not sure when I'm going to be fit, I'm trying to run, and I've lost a heap of weight? I'm like, oh, dude, if you've lost weight, I'm not about that. Nah.
That's the Carrie Moss turning sideways sort of effort there.
Yeah.
You can't even see it.
No, not good.
Yes.
See, I heard, yeah, I can run in straight lines, but it's more if I turn, that's when he starts to lose breath.
Yeah. No, I'm not. The lose weight thing scares the piss out of me. I wouldn't, you know, you need muscle to play.
Ah, fucking Whitfield. He doesn't get tackled. No one touches him.
Okay. I'm glad you're the lucky Whitfield owner.
I drafted him. I'm just trying to just talk myself into it. Category B. Do all your home league mates end up stealing your boys and screwing your draft up? We've just started up our own pod and drafted an hour. This was an hour ago. So they're probably seeing your draft, Cam.
Seems I don't know, man.
I feel like all my boys will be gone by in round one because our only listeners are our home league mates. Well, we've been doing this, what, 6-7 years now, and people, our mates do listen to it, but I don't think they snake our picks.
I think snaking's overrated. Like, generally, yeah. You have the option to pick them.
It's like such a Steve comment, though.
Like, really, it doesn't exist. Opportunity cost. And we'll talk about opportunity cost a little later on. The part I find hard is trading. No one wants to trade with me. I've done one trade in the last three seasons.
As soon as you offer, you can't be on the offering side because as soon as you offer, they assume there's value in the player.
Something's up. Yeah.
And category B also says, love your work, by the way, boys. You're the reason we started our own pod. Love from Sam and Shauno. Give us a shout out on the Twitters, what it is. Give it a follow. Give it a listen. Get it out there.
Category B. That's the ultimate compliment, isn't it? That they wanted to start their own show after going, well, we can't be worse than these motherfuckers, right?
We set the bar very low. Exposisto. Is it smartest to wait until a few weeks go by to burn your number one waiver priority or burn it after round one to two latest? If the NFL is anything to go by, burn ASAP.
I think early, you want to burn it. That's when the waiver wire is the richest. And you got to remember, like, people are going to be putting it back in. It's not like you're going to use pick one and then you'll be 10. Like, you'll be back to, like, 5.
That's right. Like, you'll see the pops. Like, last year, you would have seen Rouse, your Redleys, Simpkins. All those guys. Simpkins just pop, and there's a mad dash for them. So, yeah, burn it straight away. Mark asks, are any of you actually qualified doctors? No. Actually, yes. I'm a saw doctor. So, yes, I am. But not actually qualified.
I'm a greenkeeper.
So, you're a turf doctor.
I'm qualified, yeah. Well, no, I'm actually not because there is a doctorate in turf. In agronomy, really? Yeah.
Who the hell is agronomy?
That's right.
Go back to your office, Cam. Shut the fuck up. Nick PN, why do you record on a Sunday but don't release it until Wednesday?
Just
family, life, editing.
Just to give us a break. Like in season, we record on a Sunday and drop it straight away. So the way we record is we record separate tracks and then mix it together and cut out. We leave a lot on the cutting room floor. It's generally me because I'm smashing to make outrageous statements.
Or me sipping on my water bottle.
Oh, that is the...
Or me clicking my mouse and typing my keyboard.
Stato clicking his fucking clack, hand clack, clack. Back when he used to do the show in 88. We're streaming Gary Ayres.
Good year.
It just gets hard and stressful. But so we give ourselves a couple days breather in the off season.
Yep. Sam Brown, who averages more, Butters or DeGoey?
Oh, it's a great question.
If DeGoey's not in jail, then I'll say DeGoey.
Is that... It's still hanging over his head, right?
The court case is like mid to late April.
Wow.
But he could average more.
You'd have to...
You might just play four games.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah.
110, done. See you in 6-10.
I think it's DeGoey.
I got Butters higher, but the risk factor...
Wow. Yeah,
I got Butters pretty high, actually. With all the injuries going down, I don't know if he'll out-average him, but he's certainly a better pick. I'd still take him.
And Daniel Nesbitt asked, do you guys hold hands while recording? Pretty fucking hard when we're in interstate and other side of the state.
I'm going to send you guys a heart, though. Hang on.
Is that the react?
Yeah, here it comes. There you go, boys. That's close enough, isn't it?
I remember when we started the podcast, me and Jono would record in the same room, and I had this, we were renting this house in Frankston, and the back of the house was just like...
The hot box.
It was a hot box, man, and it was... We were getting just drilled by the sun. This room had no airflow whatsoever. And yeah, we were just sitting in there sweating our absolute guts.
It was great to lose weight every Monday, just come record, drop 5 kegs, boom.
Yeah, and like, because we were talking to like 12 people that stage as well. So it was hard times in the beginning for the draft doctors.
I still remember one of those days recording at your place. One of your, I don't know if it was your cats or one of the neighborhood cats, just went full fucking alpha, pissed all over my shoes to Marcus Territories and stunk the shit out of them. Had to throw them out. No fucking
Were they
good.
Outside? Were they outside?
They yeah, were outside.
I mean, our cats are inside cats, so.
Yeah, so it was one of the neighborhood trying to alpha my feet stink, and they fucking succeeded.
Jesus.
Good times.
Sounds like Frankston.
Good times. Fucking oath this. My territory, bitch. I think that's all the question, boys. Let me just double check. Yep, that is all the questions.
Oh, no, there's heaps more. Does Hind outscore Dow? Where
yes.
There's more come through that I haven't seen.
Yeah, there's a couple there. Do you guys... No, oh, that was... It was just the one. Just the one, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it Dow?
Yeah, Paddy Dow. I guess. It could have been Thompson. Superior Dow.
Still yes and yes, though.
Mm.
Still yes and yes.
Breno asked something. Well, not really. It was more of a statement.
What was the statement?
This tweet... This feels like a tweet announcing a break.
Oh.
Is that... Steve, I want to quickly put something to bed. Are you Breno?
No, I'm not. He can run. My knee just keeps falling apart, unfortunately.
I think it's you.
That has been a long-running injury behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, Breno, we do have an announcement to make. Thank you for the awesome segue. Thank you for the awesome segue. But do you want to say something? No, or do you have for me to go with it? It has come to the decision that we at the Draft Doctors will be taking a break. It's not goodbye. It's just a break. We've been running pretty hard. Probably, the last 15 months?
Yeah.
I think, 2019 was the first draft kit?
Yeah.
Started in probably November, which then ran into all the Fox Footy Herald Sun stuff, which we're very grateful for. And then the COVID hit, and I don't know about you guys, but that absolutely destroyed me, being locked down for 6 goddamn months, not being able to do anything and whatnot. But we're still putting the content out there for you, the listeners, and then rolling into this year. But family life, new jobs for me. Cam, with your work and your young family, we just thought it was time to take a bit of a break, just to reassess, see how things are going to work in the future. But look, it's not goodbye. We, you know, there might be a pod here and there throughout the year. If something happens, we will be still there on the social media, still interacting with you guys because we absolutely love you. But we will be stepping back for a little bit. Guys, anything else?
Well, I think the real problem was we had too many Twitter followers and too many people downloading, so just and they wouldn't stop. So we had to pack it up.
We wanted 69, didn't we?
We need to cull the herd.
69.
We need to cull the herd. Once we get back to our 20 listeners, we'll be happy again. Oh no, wait, we only have 7. Fuck. I've given it away.
Man, fucking Mickey is devastated. is.
Why would people give a shit? I don't know, man, whatever. I will miss it. But, you know, like I said, I've moved, I think, 3 times in the last 18 months. I'm fucked. I got another kid. Works hard. Mental health suffering. It's just hard times. Just hard times. But
it's hard times. Hard times.
We, you know, this is, and it sucks because this is probably, doing this is my favorite thing of the week. It, it's really the only time I talk to anyone, who isn't at work. So, yeah, it sucks. It really sucks. I don't want to do it at all, but it has to be done for the family.
And as I said, we'll still be there in the socials, still interacting in that. So don't be afraid to ask us any questions and whatnot. We'll, might take us a little bit longer to get back to you, but we will get back to you. Cam, you got anything else to say?
No, I think you guys covered it. Well done. And yeah. And big ups to you guys. You started like movement, you know, a couple of years ago, and you know, now over a span of 6 years, you know, there's so many people who tune in and you know, hear about 69 every week. Yeah.
Well, even shout out to Stephen Doss, I think, what, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever it was, started doing the CBA account. Really, and now they're,
yeah,
you know, published out there on just about every single media outlet, which is good. Fucking champion data pricks.
I think game charting is going to change. I think there'll be more people doing that sort of stuff. And if I was the fantasy community, I'd embrace DFS because they've got skin in the game monetarily, so they should be pushing for better tools. Like we built the we paid for the mock site to be built. But we came up with the formulas and that's been pretty cool building that sort of stuff, but I think game charting will change. But really,
what do you mean? Talk about that a bit more.
Game charting. Mean? Well, I think, you know, so if you look at the CBAs, that's data fantasy coaches wanted, right? Yeah, correct. And it was easy. It was easy enough to do, right? And so much of the champion started off is behind closed doors, and they don't really have any reason to release it. They might be able to sell a subscription to fantasy coaches, like a digital version of the prospectus sort of thing. But I think people will take that up off their own boot. It might take a benefactor style person to get that happening behind the scenes, but I think there's room for that. The only danger, of course, is that you're competing essentially with the AFL itself, and they can just press click and release stuff. But I think there's room for that. Yeah, and I'd say the big win for the show was when we got the great man Statesman to join the show. He came on. It was our second year, I think, John, or third. It was early days. Yeah, and obviously that was a game changer because he's, you know, he's done so much media work and he's forgotten more about football than we'll ever know, and sort of showed us the way. He did bring Doss on, which was a bit of a, I don't know, downside for the, no, Doss was the best. So he recruited Doss to come on the show, and we love Doss. He was amazing. I think he burned himself out trying to cover our asses. But Statesman obviously coming on was huge for us and got us a boost. And then when he came third that year, you know, probably made people sit up and take notice. And obviously his previous relationships helped the show. So we love you, Stato. You're the man. You're the man. And thanks to Wandog. He's backed us. Holy shit. So good. Holy shit. Warnie's the best.
But having said that, normally the old outro is thanks for listening and we'll see you next week. But I would like to say thanks for listening and we'll see you down the road.
Hey everyone, Stato here. I was ready to come back to give the review after round one, after my busy period at work had finished, but no surprise to me, the boys have decided to hang up the boots for a short period of time because they were sick of being flogged in the ISO drafts last year and, of course, got flogged with the votes with a mock draft this year. But congratulations to Steve and Jono. 6 years, week in, week out, delivering the product, and understand that family life has taken over a little bit. We will be back. And, of course, seeing I've got a bit of free time, I might have to find a way to get on the airwaves myself. Maybe chat to Doss with his, maybe the Pig Show, or is it the Fantasy Hour, or is it the Draft Doctors, or is it Doss and Friends, or whatever he's trying to make a difference with these days. But one good thing that comes out of this is we finally get Cam off the pod.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.